sound of fear. It is not.
Welcome to the Health Ranger Report on
amongst the angels of God, the hosts of darkness and evil and wickedness that have made plans. That have made plans for this time and this generation. They say of you, O Israel, they say of you, O church, you have your instruments, but they are blunt. How shall you conduct a warfare with instruments, with weapons that are blunt? Would you like to come to the land of the Philistines as Israel did in times past? You sharpen your instruments. You would never venture here. You're afraid to move outside of your walls. Thus says Malek Yahweh, the angel of God, not so with this generation. They shall go to the land of the Philistines to sharpen their weapons. They will use whatever means it takes. Singing, preaching, artwork, dancing. They will use whatever instrument they can, and yes, they will let the world sharpen it. Yes, they will let the land of the Philistine sharpen the instruments that they will use against them to destroy them. So to answer your question, little Christopher, and why a demon would call himself by that name, no one knows, but maybe trying to copy Christ. What I say to you in answer to these warriors that are about to emerge from the earth, little 4, 5, 6, 7 year olds, children being attacked, I'll tell you what, they are going to go to the land of the Philistines with their blunt instruments, and you will sharpen it for them so they can do the battle and wage the battle against you. Go, Charlie, go.
Knowing where he is, I saw you, said the angel of light, standing
Suddenly I'm seeing something. Keep going, Johnny. People all over the world. In these cities like Syria and Iran, Iraq, Egypt, they're doing a strange shaking sort of dance. It's emerging from New York, and they are using this as a sign of their freedom. And though I do not see the Spirit of the Lord resting upon this, He shall take it and convert a dance so unusual. They're shaking around each other. And God said, I will transform that. And just their dance will cause a reaction amongst leaders, amongst people, and it shall spread and spread and spread. What you're hearing is a combination of Eastern, Middle Eastern music and Western music. Just the beginning. Stop the drums and just play with you and Joel. And you were doing that Middle Eastern sound. You.
I've already prophesied this, but he said, this is the time for that major revolution. Now is the time.
Tonight, an evacuation order remains in place in East Palestine, Ohio. The town is under a state of emergency after 50 train cars derailed, causing a massive fire a half mile long, which lit up the night sky and burned for hours. Officials say some of the cars were transporting hazardous materials.
All right, Mike, an amazing move of God is underway at Kentucky's Asbury University. It is said to have begun at the campus chapel on Wednesday, February 8th, and is still going strong.
There's a man by the name of Mr. Clark, and there is also another man by the name of Donald. You are both watching me saying, could it be that God's speaking to me? Yes, he is. Somebody, just a few minutes before you came on the show, you went out and you took the American flag and you said, I'm proud of my nation. You raised it up. And God said, you have been determined through your prayers to influence this nation. You're watching me. You're an influential person. The Spirit of God says, hear the word of the prophet to you as a king. I will open that door that you prayed about. And when it comes time for the election, you will be elected.
The first person in this world that I've ever talked to about prophecies was you.
Yes, I remember.
You remember that?
I do remember, yes.
So Charles Kolah sends me a text message. It's kolahfitness.com. He says, you got to watch this Kim Clement prophecy. He texts me, watches it. He said, watch it. And I had always committed as a business consultant to never talk about religion or politics ever.
Yeah, you told me to get out of your office a few times because I brought it up.
So I get this prophecy sent to me from Charles Kolah. Kolahfitness.com is his company. And I watch it and I'm going, what? And so from that point forward, One America reached out to interview me in D.C. Newsmax reached out to interview me in D.C. Trump invited me to D.C. for the deregulation event. And that all happened within a few hours. Yeah. And I thought to myself, there is something going on. So I called you and I said, Aaron, prophecy 101, what do you got? Remember that?
I do. You actually, first you sent me a text that said prophecy 101 question mark. And I was like, I better call him. So, cause I did not expect that from you. So I called you and then you were like, what is prophecy? You need to explain this to me. I need like a deep dive. Like you need to tell me everything I need to know about it. And I was like, well, I can't do that over the phone. So I came over to your house that night and we sat and
that's the real together. Thing. It happened.
Yeah, we spent many hours. We spent the most time we've ever spent on one topic ever in our entire relationship.
That's true. Yeah. And so before we introduce today's guest, I want everyone to understand this idea. I am freaked out by the prophetic. Like some people go, oh, the prophet's coming to town. I should go see them. I'm like, I'm staying home. It's freaking me out. That's just how I am. I'm just being real.
Yeah.
And so I forced myself to start watching these Kim Clement prophecies. And I'm like, I'll watch one.
Yep.
A little freaked out.
I remember.
And then I start watching another one. And then they faithfully post videos, these archived incredible prophecies on houseofdestiny.org. I start bookmarking that thing. And I'm like, I'm going to watch that every day, houseofdestiny.org. And now it's become a great resource. And I don't think anyone can argue with the accuracy of the Kim Clement prophecies. And we're super honored today to have Donna Clement Petruska, Kim Clement's daughter, the late, great Kim Clement, and Jane Clement, who was married to the late, great Kim Clement. And I'm so honored to have both of you here. Thank you guys for being here. How are you, Miss Jane? Are you doing well?
Yes, I'm doing well. Thank you.
And Donna, how are you doing?
Great. So excited about prophecy.
Now, in the background, I'm installing a massive Blockbuster sign into my office today.
I've had this dream
for years, and I'm finally getting installed. So you're going to hear some banging in the background, so I apologize. So let's talk about this. We started off today's show by showing the Kim Clement Jesus Revolution prophecies. I'll start with you, Jane. What's it like seeing a lot of the things that your husband prophesied about coming to pass?
I wish he was here to see it, actually. Right. It's been, the last, seven years, over the past 7 years, so much of what he prophesied is coming to pass. And it's just mind-blowing, really. Yeah. Mind-blowing. Wish he was here to see it.
Now, let's get into the non-spiritual realm just for a second, because I'm curious. You're married to Kim. What time did Kim wake up every day?
He woke up early.
Early?
He woke up around about five-ish. Was
and,
gone.
And was he a funny guy? Was he funny?
Yeah, he could be really funny. Yes.
And so at what point in the day would he go, hey, you know, by the way, God just told me this thing that's going to happen in advance, just so you know. I mean, it was what? Did that ever happen? Did he ever do that? Or when would he start talking prophetic with you?
He often would spill the beans a bit, and me being so down to earth would say, you better be sure about that. You better be sure about that.
How old was he? Because you guys got married at a young age. How old was he when he started seeing prophetic visions and dreams? How old was he?
He was young. He was probably, he always had a prophetic side. I mean, even with his music and in song, he would sing something he didn't know prophetically. And so it started kind of like that. And then he moved into where he would prophesy over people or pray over them and give them a word, usually a word of encouragement. He was a very encouraging prophet. He was very, you know, he would see things about a person that might be hindering them, and he would, you know, bring that out usually. And it became very sensational to a lot of people, drew a lot of people to the meetings because they all wanted to see him predict something or tell somebody's name or their sickness without being told. And so it got very sensational, which he wasn't that thrilled about. So he kind of pulled away from that and then started doing more on a national level.
Now, I got to ask you this. Now, Aaron, is it okay if I'm real? Can I be real?
You are always real, Clay, so of course it's okay.
Because, again, a lot of times I think people get, you know, a prophetic person on the show, and then they pretend to be more, you know, spiritual than they are.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just telling people, I'm like an Adam Sandler going through life, okay, as I am. Very aggressive person who gets stuff done. I like to have a lot of fun. So, you know, I'm sure you and Kim never argued. That probably never happened. But this is what the car kept. Okay. My wife says, hey, Havana wants to go to Israel. And I'm like, no. Now, this is in the past. This is like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
This is in the past. It's fine. And I'm going, no, I don't want to go. No, I don't want to go. Don't want her to go. Don't want you to go. Why? It's like, because we are literally seeing the largest protests in the history of Israel. And they're largely being led by Yuval Noah Harari. Iran is signing deals with Saudi Arabia. There's constant shooting, and now you've got, I just put out a video today, Russia is making a case that America's been putting biolabs everywhere, and we need to be dealt with and held accountable. Yeah. China, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, they're all rolling out the BRICS currencies.
Right.
And I can't think of a single worse thing to do than to want to go to Israel on a trip. That's just my thing.
This is true. You told me this. Yeah.
I don't want to go. I know. Mm-hmm. No, don't do it.
And I told you you need to go, by the way.
And so unless I'm wrestled there, I'm not going. So then what happens is I'm not a prophet.
Right.
So I can't go, well, God told me in advance that it's going to end well. Did he ever use that move on you? Did he ever use that? I just want to know, and then we'll get into the deep stuff here. Did he ever say, hey, listen here. In the future, probably tomorrow, I'm going to show you're wrong because I have a vision. I mean, did that ever happen? What's it like arguing with a prophet, Jane?
Fun. Fun. He was so dramatic. And I'm me too. When I argued with him, because I was his kid and I was the first kid. So I was.
What's it like arguing with a prophet, though? Seriously, because I know he's a deep, serious individual soul that led a lot of people to Christ, and I appreciate that, and I'm going to get into that. But also, he was a great guy, a funny guy. People said he was likable. I just want to know, what was that like arguing with a prophet, or did that ever happen?
You wouldn't win, that was for sure.
Watch more Kim Coming videos. I could have won.
You won, Donnie.
Yeah, but I'm very much like him. If you ask her, we would be nose to nose. But we're also very forgiving, so it would be like this little explosion, and then it would be over. There was no grudges, no holding on to things. It would be, and he was very much, he was very forgiving like that. He wasn't a person who would do that kind of thing. So when we argued, it would be a sort of a relief afterwards, because anything that we'd been holding back was sort of let out. And then he would come afterwards. He would pray with me. He would apologize if he was wrong to me, not just to my mom, because that's his wife, but I'm his kid. Yeah. And he would come to me and say, you know what? I shouldn't have done it that way. I should have done it. I'm sorry. And I would say sorry or whatever. And so it always ended up being good if we did argue, because things would that we weren't maybe dealing with would get dealt with and it would be over. And so it was very healthy. It was a very healthy.
Well, she needed to be reined in.
I did.
For a while, there. She did.
I want to go back. I promise I have a point here, because when you're married to a prophet, he did a lot of stuff that was frankly weird, odd. Even as I watch it today, and I'm not trying to be difficult. I would watch it, and you'd go, he's talking about Trump is going to become a trumpet. What?
Well, yeah, if you didn't.